All right, it's 9:19, and you're listening to What's Happening on KTWH. Kenny Blumenfeld, senior climatologist with the Minnesota DNR, is with me by phone. Thanks so much, Kenny, for being here this week and every week.
Yeah, I am always happy to be here every week and this week especially.
Oh, good. And I'm sure we should at least recap our historic heat wave. It was it seemed to me like Sunday was the day that it just you could hardly move even on the North Shore. Here we had it a lot easier than maybe you guys did down south. But boy, was it nice when that big old thunderstorm came through on Tuesday night.
Yeah, how about that? So it was quite a heat wave. We had temperatures in the 90s right up the shore except Grand Marais and especially any slightly inland station. High 80s, low 90s, so pretty unusual for September. The most unusual, I'd say the champion of unusualness goes to Duluth, which on Sunday absolutely obliterated its daily high temperature record. Previous record had been 89, and it hit 97 degrees.
Whoa.
That ended up being the highest temperature ever recorded in Duluth during September, and also, I want to say, the ninth highest temperature on record in Duluth at any time of year. So it competed strongly against its most significant July heat waves. I mean, there's a few that obviously top it. I mean, but it was a very hot weather. We had 100-degree conditions. Actually, not that far to your west in the Brainerd area. They hit 102, 101 at Gull Lake. This is unusual for September. This would probably qualify as one of the top two or three September heat waves on record. We know that number one is an untouchable. It's from September 10th, 1931, and that was another one of these just astronomical events that it's going to be hard to match that anytime soon. Temperatures were well into the 100s across much of Minnesota, including northern Minnesota at that time. So probably the number two or three September heat wave. And Labor Day, even though it might not have been that noteworthy along the North Shore, in general, Labor Day was probably the hottest in the state for that particular holiday.
Huh.
So, it was... on the heels of that southern Minnesota pretty remarkable heat wave just 2 weeks earlier where we had heat index values over 120 degrees in some areas. So this has been a quite an end to summer.
Yeah, to say the least. And it seems like now we definitely got the cool, but not like cool, crisp fall, more like cool and moist, which seems doubly unusual. What's happening now?
Yeah, so nice cold front came through, and you got lucky. I mean, Duluth got almost 3 inches of rain. Parts of the North Shore, 1 to 2.5 inches, pretty common.
Yeah.
Cook County, which has been faring fairly well during as the rest of the state has gone into drought, parts of Cook County continuing to do okay with a lot of lush vegetation and more, 1 to 2 inch rains. These were big thunderstorms, not a tremendous amount of severe weather. There was some hail initially with them in parts of Aiken County, but mostly it was just very heavy rain. And since then, yeah, we've kind of gone into it's not dry like you expect during fall. It's kind of a cool, moist flow. And some of that is just, residual moisture that's still kind of hanging out. The cold front didn't clean it all out. And some of it is that we've got another weather system approaching for the weekend and things are starting to kind of moisten up ahead of it, even though it doesn't look like, it's not the greatest weather system ever or anything like that. But you may have heard when you watch weather reports, you'll hear certain terms that almost get taken for granted, even though they're almost never explained. So the Weather Channel or TV meteorologists might say, okay, well, now we're in the moist return flow behind that cold front. And what they really mean, if you ever hear return flow, what it usually means is the winds come out of the north after you get a cold front. Sometimes it's the northwest, sometimes it's the west, but when cold air to pass through, it's usually that the winds out of a colder location are blowing from that location, and
yeah.
So you get northerly, northwesterly, or maybe westerly winds, and those tend to dry you out. But that's, if you zoom out a little farther, what you would see is that cold front is associated with a low pressure system. And if the low pressure system is often the size of multiple states. They're not perfectly circular. They're kind of these oblong, almost like two oblong prongs, but they're kind of smooth and have sort of circular shapes around. But if you were to just sort of generally trace the wind around that low pressure system, that's the size of, again, several upper Midwestern states. So they often, maybe the low will be up in Canada and the cold front will extend down towards, say, Nebraska or something like that. The flow around it is essentially counterclockwise. And so as the low pressure passes and the cold front comes through, the winds are from the northwest or the west or the north, because that's really the direction of the flow on the backside of that low pressure system. The return flow is just as the low pressure system moves away and you get either another one approaching, you start to get the winds reversing and they start coming back out of the south or southeast again, and they start blowing from moist and warm regions, and that'll essentially start making the air become more humid. So we're in a little bit of return flow right now. Winds are turning around to the fact they're already blowing from the south in a lot of the region. So it's a so we're starting to get moist and then or humid. Some people don't like that word, and then we are going to end up with another kind of weak precipitating weather system pushing through the region tomorrow, basically on Saturday.
Which I would think would be great news for the drought conditions.
Yeah, you'd think, but we're in a drought, and so these are not impressive precipitation amounts that are being advertised within, maybe
okay.
It's almost like a lottery where a very small percentage of the area maybe gets a half an inch or an inch of rain, which would be great, but would barely even put a dent in the drought at this point.
Yeah.
The majority of us are going to struggle to see even a tenth of an inch of precipitation. And that's over the weekend. So it's kind of like, not fair, right? You get your weekend, the weather's not going to be awesome because of these clouds and precipitation, and you're not even going to get enough rain for it to really matter unless you're incredibly lucky. Right now we're most of us again, Duluth got a little bailout, the Arrowhead got a little bailout. But you don't have to go far inland. Even in the western parts of the Arrowhead, parts of St. Louis County and parts of Itasca and Aiken County, they hardly got any of that rain on Tuesday night. They were basically missed by a lot of it. And so sharp cutoff.
Is part of that because the air, it's so dry that it actually dries up a system before it can rain? Like, might there be more precip if we weren't in a drought, or is that not a close enough connection?
Oh, you nailed it. Yeah, that's exactly what happens. So any given precipitating weather system right now has less incoming ingredients to work with, weaker incoming ingredients to work with, because there's less moisture on the ground, in the waters, and in the air. And so they come through starved. It's a feedback. So you're absolutely right. It does make our weather systems, until something dynamic, in other words, until the atmosphere can generate processes that can override what's happening at the surface. And that usually doesn't happen much in the summertime. It's more of a kind of a winter time, fall phenomenon. Then maybe we could get in to some weather systems that really produce precipitation on their own without relying on the land surface. But of course, at that time of year, there tends to be a lot less available because we've got more cold air in place, and there's less available moisture overall in the atmosphere when it's cold. So
yeah.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, that's interesting to hear about, and I'm sure we'll give people a lot to think about over the next 2 weeks, as we're not going to get you next week. So have a lovely vacation, and we will see you in 2 weeks.
Yeah, thanks. I look forward to catching up and seeing what the previous 2 weeks had been like. There might be a lot to talk about.
I know. I was going to say, it's a time of year big change, so who knows what will be happening by then. Maybe we'll be talking about snow. You never know.
Yeah, and in the meantime, enjoy the lovely weather. It looks like you got a mostly nice week ahead of you.
So okay.
Thanks a lot, Kat.
Great. Thanks, Kenny. That was Kenny Blumenfeld, Senior Climatologist with the Minnesota DNR.